As the new state budget approved Wednesday by the General Assembly continues to wait for the governor's signature, House lawmakers are offering their own assessment of the $28 million compromise spending plan. Representative Seth Grove of York County said this year's budget looks good on the surface, but has serious flaws that may cause fiscal problems for the state next year.
It's good for taxpayers because there's no tax increase. At the end of the day, that's what people wanted. The bad news for them is it puts us in an even worse predicament for next year. We have a $3 billion deficit built into this budget. It's been propped up by $850 million in stimulus money we haven't received yet, and I'm not sure Congress is going to authorize it. So there's a lot of long-term fiscal impacts of this budget. I'm very disheartened by the $66 million in WAMs that are put back into DCED's budget. You know, at a time when we're calling for cuts, to put those WAMs back in is very unwise and not fair to the general populace.
From the state capitol, Mike Davies reporting.